Dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast. Hey there, folks. Wes from the Dumb, Cool, Weird podcast here, and we're doing another micro episode. And this will be under our bonus content on the audio version only. So what am I going to talk about today? We're going to talk about what it was like growing up in the North Georgia Mountains, which is where I grew up. I grew up in a place called Dawsonville, for those who don't know. And it's in the heart of North Georgia in the North Georgia Mountains, the Smoky Mountains, or Blue Ridge, as they're called as well. And, well, it was a lot of fun. You know, we got into a lot of bullshit. You know, we got into a lot of trouble growing up, and, you know, we probably should have gotten in more trouble than we did, but, you know, that's okay. That's what happens when you grow up in a small town. What was really cool about growing up in the North Georgia mountain area, though, you know, in the mountains up there, is the water is beautiful. The wilderness is pretty. The mountains are very green, and nature is very pretty up there. There's not a whole lot of trash everywhere. It's very, very clean, and they kind of enforce it very well. You know, if you do any kind of littering of any kind, they will really get on your ass. They will light a firecracker under your ass, especially if they catch you. It still happens from time to time, but most of the time it's pretty enforced. Camping up there is wonderful, especially during the early fall. It's spectacular. You will see like the most beautiful trees, the most beautiful leaves you've ever seen. During the summer, going kayaking down the river up in the Amicola River or in the Etowah River is just fantastic, and I recommend it for anybody. I've seen a lot of bucket lists floating around on the internet, and you know, I'll say, you know, one thing to add to it is going to Dahlonega. Dahlonega is very beautiful. There's a lot of places to hike, a lot of places to see, a lot of really cool rivers up there, a lot of really great places to camp, you know. And if you want to really go see some even more cool stuff, you should go to Helen. That's another good place. I also recommend, you know, Ellijay, Blue Ridge itself. Oh, so beautiful. but growing up there, you know, I grew up in a small town and, you know, in North Georgia, a mountain town. And, you know, a lot of us are pretty smart for the most part. You know, we were at Blue Ribbon School at Dawsonville, you know. And, you know, the thing is, you know, growing up there, a lot of us developed a drinking problem, you know. And I've talked to a lot of friends and people that I knew that I went to high school with over the years. And I've come to find out that everybody has a drinking problem or a drug problem of some kind. And some of them never want to admit it in public, but it kind of developed because we drank so much, we partied so much in high school, and it's just insane to kind of think about how, you know, stuff like that really influenced us, you know. And I wish we wouldn't have drank so much, and I wish we kind of, you know, would have been a little bit more, I don't know, better to ourselves than that, but we did it. And, you know, I had a lot of really good times, and, you know, in the future, I kind of want to make a movie about it because I think it was so cool. And, you know, some of the stuff that happened to me growing up, you know, it's unbelievable, some of the stories I have. You know, maybe sometimes I'll tell them on this podcast, you know, because I've told a few of the stories with Nick on the podcast, but I definitely want to tell more of them. And, you know, going forward in the future, you know, I want to say that, you know, growing up in North Georgia was definitely great. And I was very lucky. I had a very good, you know, like high school was really good. Had a really good friend who had a really cool house we'd chill at. And, you know, his family took pretty good care of us. And we had it pretty good, and we were very lucky. And we got to have some really cool experiences, get to do cool shit. I mean, you know, not everybody gets to do. You know, growing up in the suburbs, the city is very different than growing up in a rural area like we grew up in, you know. And I would never change any of those experiences or trade any of those experiences in the world for anything. And, you know, one thing you could take away from this is growing up in North Georgia is a good air quality. The air is amazing. The atmosphere makes you feel at home, makes you feel at ease, reduces a lot of stress. Being near like a national forest where we lived was really great. Being able to jump in the cold water on a hot summer day was amazing. Water was nice and crystal clear, you know, most of the time, unless it rained. And camping was amazing. And just the smell is like amazing out there. doesn't really smell bad at all. So, like I said, if I encourage you guys, if you know anybody that's listening to this podcast all over the United States or the world for that matter, check out North Georgia in the United States. You know, it's a really cool place. And as usual, just you know, check out the website, www.dumbcoolweird.com. Check out our merch store. Please subscribe, comment, leave us a like. You know, just give us some love. You know, we're really going hard with this podcast, and we have content every day, and it's starting to become multiple bits of content every day. And the more you guys support us, the more stuff we're going to put out there. So, anyway. Hope you guys have a good day, and I hope you enjoy these little micro podcasts, you know, in between the actual long form podcasts. You know, we're going to probably do more of these because I actually enjoy doing these. So hope you have a really good night, and, you know, stay sexy, Atlanta. Have a good one. If you want to check out more of our stuff, go to www.dumbcoolweird.com. You'll find our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Patreon link if you want to support us. Also, be sure to check out our merch store. And if you're interested in being on our podcast, you can find a link on our website so you can reach out to us and tell us if you want to talk to us about something that's really weird, dumb, or cool. We'd be glad to hear from you. Hope you'll stay tuned for the next weird-ass episodes we got. Thank you.